Every praise, every praise. Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Good day to everyone. What another beautiful day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing in it. I'm so excited about today and what God has in store for us. Hallelujah. I am so blessed to be alive. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing. You know, it's to be alive, as I've always said, once there's life, there is a hope. We thank God this morning for giving us another beautiful day. Thank God to everyone that had joined the room so far. God bless you. And thank you so much for being a part of this God-blessed broadcast this morning. And we pray that your heart would be blessed. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you again for taking time out of your schedule to be a part of us. And we bless God today. And we thank you. I had a wonderful weekend. I hope many of you had a beautiful weekend as well. And looking forward to the day and the week, what the Lord has in store for us. And we are blessing the Lord this morning. And we're going to read for our devotion, Psalm 24, and I'll be reading from the King James Version. Praise the name of Jesus. Psalm 24. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 24. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. You alone are worthy to be praised. And we bless God on today. I tell you, he is so marvelous. I mean, words can't express how great God is. And I'm just in awe of his presence. I'm in awe of his anointing. I'm in awe of all that he does, you know, and continues to do in our lives in a world that's wicked. Our world is so wicked, it's just sad. Just really, really sad how wicked our world is. You know, but in spite of us being a wicked world, he is still God. I'm so glad. He still continue to help those and continue to be a part of those of our lives that who choose to continue to live for him no matter what. So it's part of all the struggles, all the negativity you hear every morning when you get up.
You pronounce wrong.
You know,
years before your brain
the negativity you hear when you get up in the morning, you know. Don't let that stop you from trusting in the Lord, because a lot of this stuff can bring anxiety into your life. Yes, it can. Okay, they make you feel nervous, can make you feel, you know, like you can't function. So you can't allow it to take you over. Okay, you have to be able to separate yourself from it. And if you spend time in the morning reading the Word of God, meditating on it, and praying, that will certainly give you impetus to really go through the day. And even if you're hearing all the negatives and you pull up your phone, every time I pull up my phone, there is so much. I have a news break app, and every time I turn around, they have a notification that tells you all what's going on in around the world and locally. You know, it's just a lot. And you can be, you know, your brain can be stigmatized, and you bring it all, pull it all into your spirit. But I'm encouraging you today to just hold on to Jesus and let him continue to be the author and finisher of your faith. And you should not worry about nothing, because God has you in the palm of his hands. Let's go into our scripture, Psalm 24. And it reads as thus: the earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he had founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is a generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. He said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Hallelujah. The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Hallelujah. 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 The King of glory. Hallelujah. David is reminding us that all the earth belongs to Jesus. Everything. Everything that's here. Everything that we use, we utilize, everything, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything, all galaxies, the trees, everything, the birds of the air, every creeping thing belongs to the Lord. It was him that made it, everything. You know, so he's founded upon the seas, and he established everything. Hallelujah. He said, he that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto wickedness, vanity, wickedness, nor as sworn and deal in the depth of deceit, lies and deceit. You know, how many relationships have started out with lies and deceit? A lot of deception, you know, and we see the end results of a lot of these relationships that have connected their soul onto wickedness, Holy Spirit of God. But he said, you shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. So if you flow in God, God will continue to bless your life. He is God of everything. He's the God of creation. He's the God of life. Even in death, he's still God. And we bless him this morning. God, the healer. God, the miracle worker. God, the way maker. Hallelujah. And we adore him. He said, it's a generation of them that seek him, that seek his face. So he tells us to lift up our heads. Okay? Lift up our heads. Adore the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. Now, as you lift it up, the everlasting, he said, the King of Glory will come in and dine with you. Come in and commune with you. If you adore and admire and bow down and worship the Kings of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He said the King of Glory is strong and mighty. He is mighty in battle. Hallelujah. So it reminds us again to lift up our heads. Pay attention. Pay attention. Hallelujah. Oh, bless God. Hallelujah. And the King, the great high priest, Jesus Christ, will come in and sup with you. Hallelujah. Said, who is the King of Glory? He's telling you now. He's the Lord of hosts. Yes. The Lord of the heavens, the Lord of the earth. The Lord that gives life. The Lord that hugs you when you need a hug. The Lord that comforts you when you are grieving, when you're in pain. The Lord that gives you direction when you don't know which way to turn and you're back up in the corner. And you at an impasse in your life. You're trying to figure out which way to go. But the Lord will come in and he will send you help. He will give you the direction. He will give you the answer you need to take you to the next level and the next phase of your life. Whatever decisions you make, he is the Lord of hosts, the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the King of Glory this morning, saints. King of Glory. The one that you can take your issues to. The one that you can commune with. And 24/7, he's never asleep. The one that you can be yourself with. He's not going to condemn you. He's not going to make you feel bad. He's not going to put you down. No, he's not. He's not going to give you an evil word. He's not going to say a mean thing to you. He's not going to hurt you. Yes, he can get angry. But the word of God does say he gets angry. But his anger is only lasts for a moment. Only for a moment. But understand, even God of chastisement, sometimes he got to correct you. And understand that when he does all this, it's all love. He wants us to get better. He wants our life to change. He wants us to be different. He wants us to think different. He wants us to carry ourselves different. That's what he desires for us. So be reminded today and that the King of Glory, the Lord of Hosts, he is the King of Glory. Hallelujah. Be encouraged this morning. Be uplifted in your spirit today. Now, whatever your challenges are, God is able to see you through. Whatever your situation is, he is there to help. Just call on him. He will answer prayer. As a songwriter said, he may not come when you want him, but when he does, he come on time. And sometimes we gotta wait. Some things we gotta wait for. But when you continue to wait in his presence, it's all good. He's working it out for our good. So he can get the glory out of our lives. So I'm thankful this morning. I'm thankful for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Priests, the Great I Am, the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star, the Rose of Sharon. Hallelujah. So thankful to Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Rohi, hallelujah. Jehovah Jireh, Adonai, Jehovah Elohim, hallelujah. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Nisi, marvelous, gracious one, caring, loving, words can't express this King of Glory. Gives you excitement when you think about him. David certainly was excited. Be excited about the Lord today. Be excited about your life today. Be excited about him who created this entire universe that man is desecrating, turning into something that is not meant to be. People are turning their backs on God, turning their backs on the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, serving all kind of gods. Some said that they give their own atonement for their sin. So Jesus died for us to redeem us from sin was not what they need. People got so much different type of thought patterns when they come on to serving the triune God. People, oh, I've got all different things to say. People are caught up in wealth and a lot of material things. But at the end of the day, we all got to stand before this King of Kings and Lord of Lords and give account for our lives. What have we done in the years that we have lived on this earth? What legacies have we left behind? What is it we're leaving for our children, those who have children or have someone you're guarding over? What's the legacy? Besides money, because money can come and go. They can blow that in a heartbeat. Even money sometimes is not always a good thing because sometimes they don't know how to spend unless you taught them how to spend it while you were alive. Because some of these young people, you give them money, they blow it in seconds. It don't take long. They don't know what to do with the finances because they're not used to it. It's almost like the people that win the lotto, people play the lotto and they win. And within a year, all the money is gone because they were not taught how to handle money. They were not taught how to value it. They were not taught how to save some, spend some, tithe. They didn't think about all of that. The government take all their tithe, but you're still supposed to tithe some of it. Tithe 10% of whatever your millions. They didn't think of investing because that was not part of their pattern from before. So when you leave money to children, make sure you teach them before. Teach them how to handle it. Because they get crazy and do all kind of nonsense with it and spend it on foolishness. You got children that spend money who are into the drug scene. And they spend money and buy the hard drugs because they got all this money to burn. You'd be surprised what children would do with funds. Even when you don't think about it. Give it to their friends. You know, you'd be surprised. So make sure you teach them how to handle it. If you're going to leave funds behind for them. Give some to the poor. Teach those things. Teach them how to help others. Let them see you doing it. When you go to a soup kitchen or wherever you go to feed the hungry or feed, you know, people who are less fortunate, bring them with you so they can understand that you support these organizations. And that's legacy you're building as well, a legacy of love, legacy of caring, a legacy of compassion. Legacy isn't always about money. You know, but the Bible does say it's blessed is the man that leaves an inheritance for his children's children. But it could be a lot, you know, children can learn from and grow and be all that they can be and let the good that you do follow you and follow your generation. We thank God today. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be lifted up, he everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. And be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. He's the King of glory. He's the King of glory. He's the King of glory, of glory. He's the King. He's the King of glory. He's the King of glory. He's the King of glory, of glory. He's the King. Oh, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Be lifted up, be everlasting doors. Oh, be lifted up, he everlasting doors. Then the King of glory shall come in. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, Jesus. We adore your name, Jesus. We praise your name, Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. You alone, Jesus, are worthy to be praised. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. If you put your request in the chat, praise God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Blessed be your name. Praise God. Put your request in the chat this morning before we go into prayer. Evangelist Val, God bless you. And Yumi Radio, VVBHQUMV, God bless you. Thank you so much for joining in today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Please put your request in the chat before I go into prayer. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We adore your name today, God. We lift up your name, Jesus, and we honor you. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you for this universe. We thank you for everything that's in it. Thank you for what you've given us. Thank you for strength. Thank you for health. Thank you for life. Hallelujah. Thank you for your miracles. Thank you for your healing power. Thank you. We could call on you at any time of the day, and you will answer. You will send help. Thank you that you have been so much to us, God, and we don't deserve any of it, Jesus. All the love that you bestow upon us, Jesus, we don't deserve any of it, God. Because, Lord, some of us are so foul. Some of us, this nation is so far away from you. People are so caught up in things, caught up in money and power, caught up in all kind of things that does not bring glory to you. People are in confusion. People are caught up in witchcraft, idolatry. All kind of different things, God, that is not conducive to being a child of God or being someone that has a heart. Lord Jesus, some of us, the things that we do, God, some of you wonder if we're humans. We take people's lives for granted, Jesus. We take a gun and we shoot. We don't care whether it's a child or an innocent bystander. We just do things, God, on a whim because we just want something to do with our guns. Lord Jesus, we don't care about the next man. A lot of us don't care about if that other person has something to eat or some way to pay their bill. Some people is all about me, myself, and I. So many selfish people that live in our world. So many ungrateful people. Lord Jesus, the fact that they get up every morning, they don't do it up themselves, God. When they think they do, you allow these wicked people to get up day and day out with their wicked mindsets. But I realize, God, what you're doing, you're giving them chances to change. That's how wonderful you are, God. That's how great you are. You give us chances upon chances to change. And Lord Jesus, some of us have gone into depths of hell. Some of us have sold our soul to the enemy and just doing everything that's unseemly. But God, we pray this morning that you will touch those individuals, Lord Jesus, that need a healing in their minds. Need a healing in their thought patterns this morning, Jesus. They need a healing, God. They need to learn to love themselves, because a lot of them, when you're hurting other people, you're bringing harm to other people, God, you don't love yourself. Because the word of God says we are to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So if you're taking a gun and shooting your neighbor who ain't done nothing to you, you don't love yourself. And we pray, God, that you will intervene on behalf of these people, Lord Jesus. They need help, God. They need help, Jesus. Give them a heart of love, Lord God. Give them a heart of love. Let love ring out, Jesus. Let love reign. Love, God. We speak love into the atmosphere today, Jesus. Love. The songwriter said, love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me. And God, love can do so much. You're such a merciful God. And when I look at the condition of our society, I see how far they've turned from you. But yet you still give them the opportunity to make it right. Still give them opportunity to give their hearts to you, Jesus. Still give the opportunity to turn their lives around. We pray for the souls today. The souls that need Jesus. The souls that need to understand that Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life. Lord Jesus, we worry so much about clothes and what we wear and what we eat, what people eat, and what they drink. But at the end of the day, is your soul right with God? Did you repent of you hurting that brother, that sister? The word you said, were you conscious of it? Lord Jesus, did you forgive that brother or sister that has done you wrong? Oh, Spirit of God, your word says whatever we have with our brother or sister, to deal with it first before we come and offer our sacrifices to you. And Lord Jesus, today, we ask you, Father, that you will intervene on the behalf of your people. Holy Spirit of God, we pray for the local elections, Lord God, that is in our states, Jesus. We pray for fairness all across the board. We pray that the right people that you put in place for the job to help those who need help. And Lord God, we pray that their campaign slogans, Jesus, they stand by it, God, when they get into office. And Lord God, if something changed, let the people know. Lord Jesus, but let these people that get into these offices, God, care. Show that they care about the community that they say that they're going to head or lead and govern. Lord Jesus, we pray, God, that you will cover this election. Be in the midst of it, Jesus. Weed out every evil thought, every underhanded thing, Jesus. Weed out every underhanded current. Lord God, let your will be done. Let your will be done, Jesus. Every state, if any countries have elections, God, let it be fair, Lord Jesus, that the people, Lord God, Lord Jesus, let them know how to choose. Let them choose based on experience of the candidate, God, not because they know them, but can they do the job? And that's what we've been having in our little town, incompetent people. People are put in positions, but they don't know what they're doing, God. They don't know how to do the job. They give job to their friends and give job to their constituents at the people's expense. The Lord Jesus. Change got to come, God. Change has to come. Let me pray today, God, that you will intervene. Let me pray, Jesus Christ, those who are traveling far and near, we ask you for your protection upon those who travel in the airwaves, God, on the road, Lord Jesus. Protect them, God, from harm and danger. Lord Jesus, thank you for healing your people, those who are sick today, those who need healing in their bodies, in their organs. Lord Jesus, the liver, the prostate, the breast, the ovaries, God. We pray, Jesus Christ, that you will heal, Father, in the name of Jesus. Heal, God. Set free, Jesus. Deliver, Father, in the name of Jesus. Those are struggling, Lord God, with lung cancer, Jesus. Those who are struggling, Lord God, with all kind of pain. Their heart failure, Jesus. Somebody needs a new heart transplant, a new liver transplant, God, a new kidney transplant today. Whatever they need, God. Lord Jesus, open up the door. Lord God. Somebody's getting an eye operation today, Jesus. Let it be well, Lord Jesus. Let the operation be successful, Father. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. Oh, Spirit of God, touch your hearing today, God. Lord Jesus, some are still struggling with COVID. Lord Jesus, I've been reading that there's a COVID psychosis, Lord Jesus. They hallucinate their minds. Get away with them. They see things that are not there. Some have committed suicide because of the COVID psychosis. Some are still dealing with the after effect of the pandemic. But we pray this morning for healing. Healing, Lord God, in their minds, Jesus. Healing, Father. We pray for healing today. Pray that your hand, Lord Jesus, be upon them. Touch that brain, Lord God. Touch the neurotransmitters. Touch the reuptake, God, in the brain cells, Jesus. The cerebrum, the cerebellum, the memory banks, wherever it is, God, that is causing that type of psychosis this morning, Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you will touch right now. You go to the root of that situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hey, yalla bobosia. Jesus. Lord God, we pray for glaucoma today, Lord God. Any type of eye trauma today, Jesus. We pray, God, for healing, Lord God. Hey, Spirit of God. Spirit of God. Every type of breast cancer. Oh, Spirit of God. Lip nodes. Oh, Spirit of God. Bone cancer. Yira babo shilebeyako se talababasia. Every type of cancer. Cancer they can't pronounce the names, Jesus. We ask you, God, for healing. Ask you, God, for healing, Jesus. Hey, Holy Spirit of God. The cancers, those of cancers in remission, Jesus. They stay in remission, God. And let us do the right thing, God, to let it stay where it's at. We got to reduce stress. That's one thing we got to make sure we reduce stress. We got to reduce sugar intake. Cancer feeds on stress and sugar. And sweets, and a lot of us don't understand that, God. But we got to reduce everything, Father, so that cancer will not return. And we spend time doing things that help others. The more we do things, positivity, the more we'll continue to live and be at peace. That's what we need. And even though cancers may run in our families or whatever type of illness run in our families, it ain't got to affect us, Jesus. It ain't got to affect the new generation. And we declare and decree, Jesus, that all the illnesses from our previous generation will not affect the new generation. Because you said there's life and death in our tongue according to Proverbs 18:21. So Lord God, we declare and decree, Jesus, we are dying of old age. Let it be 100 plus if that's what we desire to live to. And we're declaring and decreeing Jesus. Long life, because you promised us in Psalm 91. And we're standing on your word, God. And we're going to be free of sicknesses. Lord Jesus. No debilitating sickness to take us out of here before our time. Nobody going to hurt us. No car accidents. No plane accidents. Nothing, Jesus. Everywhere we go, God, your angels protect us. And we are decreeing and declaring it to be so. In Jesus' name, Lord God, increase your people's faith. Some of us, our faith has decreased. Some of us don't have a faith as a mustard seed. We believe so much in the government. We believe so much in all these different things around us. We take our eyes off Jesus. We take our eyes off studying the word. We take our eyes off of praying and communicating and fasting. We take our eyes off you and doing the right things to keep that connection going, Lord God. And we focus on the wrong things, Jesus. And the more we focus on what the government is doing, things happen, bring on anxiety. And we don't realize that. Some of us sit and watch certain channels on TV. That man watched Channel 5, which is a propaganda channel. He watches so much that he became afraid that he believed black people was the cause of problems. Imagine that. He got so stigmatized by watching that. Until when he saw the little young man walk up to the door, the wrong doorbell, to them saying, "Who is it? You have the wrong house." He just decided to shoot through the glass door. Imagine that, God. Imagine that. And everybody who will spit out hate, Jesus. Everyone, God, who will spit out negativity upon the land, whether it's through the television stations, whatever it is, Jesus, shut them down. They're not perpetrating positivity, Lord Jesus. Lord God, shut them down, God. Shut up their mouths, Jesus. Because, Lord God, this pandemic has caused so much chaos in our land. It continues, Lord Jesus, to create all kind of madness, all kind of psychosis, Lord Jesus. But we bind up every type of psychosis this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, Spirit of God, Jesus, we're going into the enemy's camp this morning, God. And we are uprooting, we are overturning everything, God, that is not of you, Jesus Christ. Every backdoor dealings, Jesus. Every dungeon dealing, Father. Every far down in the church, wherever they are doing their secret meetings, God. We bind up every plan of the enemy today, Jesus Christ. Every secret compartment in their houses, Lord God, hollow walls, God, padded rooms, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. Basements, Lord God. Cut off people, chained up, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God. People held captive against their will. Lord Jesus, but of the plan this morning, children, human trafficked, mothers, little boys, Jesus, human trafficked, babies being snatched away. We bind up every plan of the enemy this morning, Jesus. We destroy it, God. We condemn it in the name of Jesus. Salabobo shile babasia. Hela babo shela babasia. Spirit of the living God, intervene on our behalf today, Jesus. Mash it up, crush it up, slap it. Lord Jesus, destroy it, God. Destroy the neck of the enemy. Hands off, Jesus. We pray against domestic violence, God. People are in domestic violence. Lord Jesus, let them realize, God, that the first slap is time for them to go. When a man put his hand on a woman for the first time, let her realize, God, it's time for her to go. It is time for exit strategy, Jesus. Lord God, because if you keep allowing it, it's going to continue. It's going to get out of hand. Lord Jesus, all kind of psychological abuse, verbal abuse, social abuse, financial abuse, Lord Jesus. In marriages, God, that physical abuse, Lord God, it's got to go. Got to find a way to exit. Can't stay there and allow it to go on. Give your people common sense, Lord Jesus. Give your people common sense, Lord God, because somehow we don't use it. When you're in a marriage, God, is not about him dominating you and controlling your life. That is not a marriage. Marriage is not about dictatorship, Jesus. Lord God, a marriage is about love and commitment. 100% from two parties because you're one. It's about respect, caring for that person. It's about selflessness. It's not always about you, but you're looking out for each other. Standing up for each other, protecting your wife and children as a man. Stand up as a man that's submissive to God. What would Jesus do? What would he say? Holy Spirit of God. Lord, so many insecure men out here, God. Men, they're men, little boys walking around in the bodies of men, Lord Jesus. Can't take rejection. Can't take no for an answer. They come back and hurt you. In other words, how dare you? They have this superior conflict, complex, God, that everything is always about them, Lord Jesus. But God, stop them in their tracks. I'm so sick and tired of hearing young ladies dying at the hands of these insecure young men. Something went amiss in the raising up life, in their childhood. Something went amiss. They grew up with a sense of entitlement. But God, we pray for parents today that they stop giving into their children. Lord God, be a parent to their children. And don't let their children act like their parents because they don't know how to do anything because they need guidance. Children need guidance. Lord God, we pray for healing in these families, Jesus. Healing in these families, God. Oh, Spirit of God. Need healing, God. Healing, Lord Jesus. Thank you today, Father. that you're showing up and showing out in our lives. You're making the crooked path straight today. You're turning things around in our lives today, Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you for the change. We thank you for peace in our land, in our homes. Hallelujah. At our jobs. Lord Jesus, let peace reign. The love abide. Thank you, Jesus, for answering our prayers today, God. Everybody on this line that have a prayer request, unspoken requests, we ask you, God, that you show up in this situation. Everybody, Lord God, wherever they're listening, God, show up in their situation, Lord God. Show up and show out in their lives, Jesus. They need answers to prayer. They need answers to dilemmas, God. Help them, Father, to make the right decisions and that their lives will be enriched with more power, with more anointing from on high, with more blessings from on high. Thank you, God, for our anniversary service coming up on June 23rd and 24th, 2023. We pray that you will cover the service, everybody that would have an input, Jesus. We ask you, Father, that you will touch them and everybody that will give a donation and you put it on their hearts to share a donation with the ministry, Father. Thank you, God, that give them a double portion of blessing, God. Lord Jesus, continue to help your people. Continue to help us to be strong in you and in the power of your might. We bless you today, God. Thank you for being the King of Glory and the Lord of Lords. We bless you on today. We thank you for the team that runs our ministry, God. And thank you for ministries, God, who are teaching the truth to the people. Thank you for ministries, Jesus, that's upholding the word of God. And it is helping to win the lost at any cost. We pray for them today. Strengthen them as they grow and build, Lord Jesus. Anoint them, Father. Pray for leaders of the gospel. Raise up more leaders, God, with a heart and a passion for you. Send help to this ministry. Send those who hold up my hand and send pastors and teachers. Support people, lay people, Lord God, to this ministry. Thank you for finances for this ministry, God. Thank you for our building in view, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the legislative office that blessed us, Lord Jesus. Thank you for them, God. They put it in part of their budget. Thank you for that, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for blessing this ministry from the east to west to north to south. Everybody that join in, thank you for them. Thank you for your continuous blessings. And Lord God, as we separate from each other, but never from your presence, thank you for protection from seen and unseen dangers. Can it lead us in your perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. And God, we will not fail to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. As we say thanks, name of the Father, name of the Son, the name of the Holy Ghost. God bless everyone. Thank you so much for joining in. Pray that your heart was blessed and you have a wonderful day. and a wonderful week. And we meet again. Until next time, know that I love you and Jesus loves you more. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077 Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.